Old Testament Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual, Lesson 16, I Cannot Go Beyond the Word of the Lord. Numbers, chapters 22 through 24, chapter 31, verses 1 through 16. Purpose: to encourage class members to submit to God's will without hesitation. Preparation: 1. Prayerfully study the following scriptures. A. Numbers chapter 22, verses 1 through 21. Balak, king of Moab, is terrified by the approach of the Israelites. He offers Balaam rewards if he will come to Moab and curse the Israelites. God commands Balaam to refuse, and Balaam obeys. Chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Balak offers Balaam additional honor and wealth if he will come to Moab and curse Israel. God tells Balaam he can go if he desires, but that he must speak only the words God gives him. Chapter 22, verses 15 through 21. Balaam decides to go. Note that in verse 6, the word "what" means no. Note also that the Joseph Smith translation of Numbers chapter 22, verse 20, includes the phrase "if thou wilt" before the words "go with them." B. Numbers chapter 22, verses 22 through 35. God is angry with Balaam for going to Moab, knowing that he hoped for some reward from Balak. While on his way, Balaam learns the dangers of displeasing God when his donkey and an angel speak to him. C. Numbers chapter 22, verse 36 through chapter 24, verse 25. Balaam meets with Balak. Chapter 22, verse 36 through chapter 23, verse 2. Three times Balak asks him to curse Israel, but Balaam obeys God and blesses Israel each time. Chapter 23, verse 3 through chapter 24, verse 9. He then curses Moab and prophesies of Jesus Christ. Chapter 24, verses 10 through 25. D. Numbers chapter 31, verses 1 through 16. The Israelites destroy the Midianites and slay Balaam. Moses explains that Balaam had counseled the Midianites to entice the Israelites into sin. The consequences of Balaam's counsel are described in Numbers chapter 25, verses 1 through 3. Although Balaam would not curse Israel directly, he apparently wanted a reward from Balak badly enough that he suggested tempting Israel to sin, causing them to lose God's protection. 2. Additional reading, 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 15 through 16, Jude chapter 1, verse 11, Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. You may want to use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Ask class members to listen closely to the following statements and think about the type of person who would make them. If the king would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord, my God. Numbers chapter 22, verse 18. All that the Lord speaketh, that I must do. Numbers chapter 23, verse 26. I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord to do either good or bad of mine own mind, but what the Lord saith, that will I speak. Numbers chapter 24, verse 13. What are some of the qualities of a person who would say these things? Such statements suggest that a person is obedient, faithful, and humble. Explain that these statements were made by a man named Balaam, who professed strict obedience, but in his heart desired earthly rewards and honors. This lesson shows the consequences of stubbornly insisting on our own will to fulfill such desires. Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture passages, discuss how they apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Balaam refuses Balak's offer of rewards in exchange for cursing Israel. Teach and discuss Numbers chapter 22, verses 1 through 21. Terrified by the approach of the Israelites, Balak, king of Moab, sent messengers to offer Balaam rewards if he would come to Moab and curse Israel. Numbers chapter 22, verses 5 through 7. How did Balaam respond to this offer? See Numbers chapter 22, verses 8 through 14. what so-called rewards are we sometimes offered in exchange for disobeying God? After Balaam refused to come to Moab, Balak sent a second group of men, more impressive than the first, to try to persuade him. What did Balak offer Balaam? See Numbers chapter 22, verses 15 through 17. How did Balaam respond? See Numbers chapter 22, verses 18 through 19. Why do you think he wanted to ask the Lord again? Balaam may have hoped the Lord would change his mind and allow him to get the rewards offered by Balak. What are the dangers of seeking exceptions to God's commandments and counsel? The Lord gave Balaam permission to go with Balak's messengers if he wanted to, but then the Lord was angry with Balaam for going. Numbers chapter 22, verses 20 through 22. What does the Lord's anger suggest about what is in Balaam's heart? See 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. 2. The Lord shows the danger of Balaam's stubborn insistence on his own will. Teach and discuss Numbers chapter 22, verses 22 through 35. On his way to Moab, Balaam tried three times to force his donkey forward. Numbers chapter 22, verses 22 through 30. In what way was this like Balaam's relationship with the Lord? Balaam wanted to force his own will on the donkey and on the Lord. You may also want to point out that the donkey saw the angel, but Balaam did not. Similarly, the Lord saw many things that Balaam did not see. What are some modern parallels of individuals and groups stubbornly trying to do what they want rather than submitting to God's will or to the righteous counsel of parents or leaders? You may want to discuss some of the following examples. A. A child unhappy with an answer from one parent goes to the other parent, hoping for a different answer. B. A member of the church unsatisfied with the counsel of a priesthood leader goes to another priesthood leader. C. A member of the church rationalizes that a commandment doesn't apply to him or her as it does to other members. The Lord chastened Balaam through the angel and the donkey. How did Balaam respond to the chastening words of the angel? See Numbers chapter 22, verses 31 through 35. Why does God chasten his children? See Doctrine and Covenant section 95, verse 1. How can God's chastening be a blessing to us? 3. Balaam refuses to curse Israel. Teach and discuss Numbers chapter 22, verse 36 through Numbers chapter 24, verse 25. After Balaam arrived in Moab, Balak asked him three times to curse Israel. Each time the Lord told Balaam to bless Israel, and Balaam obeyed. What strengths did Balaam show in this account? See Numbers chapter 22, verse 38, chapter 23, verse 8, verses 19 through 20, chapter 24, verse 1, and verses 12 through 13. What weakness was still evident in Balaam? See Numbers chapter 22, verse 41, chapter 23, verses 1 through 3, verses 13 through 15, and verses 27 through 30. Although Balaam refused Balak's request to curse Israel, he was willing to follow Balak from place to place and listen to his requests, even though he knew they were wrong. What are the dangers of listening to unrighteous suggestions from friends or the media, for example, when we know they are wrong? 4. The Israelites destroy the Midianites and slay Balaam. Teach and discuss Numbers chapter 31, verses 1 through 16. Why did the Israelites go to war against the Midianites? See Numbers chapter 31, verses 1 through 3. The Lord was angry with the Midianites for enticing the Israelites to sin, as recorded in Numbers chapter 25, verses 1 through 3. Who counseled the Midianites to tempt the children of Israel to participate in idol worship and immorality? See Numbers chapter 31, verse 16. Why did Balaam give this counsel? Although Balaam obeyed the Lord's commands to bless rather than curse Israel, in his heart he wanted earthly honors and rewards. To receive these rewards, he suggested tempting Israel to sin, causing them to lose God's protection. What happened to Balaam during the Israelites' battle with the Midianites? See Numbers chapter 31, verse 8. Three writers in the New Testament referred to Balaam, 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 15 through 16, Jude chapter 1, verse 11, Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. What are their impressions of him? What lessons can we learn from this story? Members of the church who seek earthly rewards and honors, who seek exceptions to God's counsel and commandments, or who try to introduce worldly ideas, practices, or standards into the church, are following Balaam's unrighteous example. This is called the doctrine of Balaam in Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. Elder Bruce R. McConkie said, "What a story this is. Here is a prophet of God who is firmly committed to declare only what the Lord of heaven directs. There does not seem to be the slightest doubt in his mind about the course he should pursue. He represents the Lord, and neither a house full of gold and silver nor high honors offered by the king can sway him from his determined course. But greed for wealth and lust for honor beckon him. How marvelous it would be for him to be rich and powerful. Perhaps the Lord would let him compromise his standards and have some worldly prosperity and power. I wonder how often some of us get our direction from the church and then Balaam-like plead for some worldly rewards. Balaam, inspired and mighty as he once was, lost his soul in the end because he set his heart on the things of this world rather than the riches of eternity." The Story of a Prophet's Madness, New Era, April 1972, page 7. Refer back to the statements in the attention activity. Point out that although Balaam appeared to be strictly obedient, the desires of his heart were to receive earthly rewards and honors. What does this story teach about the importance of keeping the desires of our hearts pure? How can we keep the desires of our hearts pure? Conclusion. Testify that if Balaam had humbly submitted to God's will, much sin and suffering would have been avoided for himself and for Israel. Encourage class members to be steadfast rather than stubborn, to seek and follow the Lord's will without trying to get around it or change it. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Obeying the Lord. We can learn from Balaam the importance of obeying the Lord. We can also learn this from the good examples of many other men and women in the Scriptures. You may want to refer to the following examples. A. The Savior, aware of the agony before him in Gethsemane and on the cross, kneeled down and prayed, saying, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Luke chapter 22, verses 41 through 42. B. When Abraham was commanded to sacrifice his son Isaac, he rose up early in the morning to begin the journey to Mount Moriah. Genesis chapter 22, verse 3. C. When Mary was told that she would be the mother of the Son of God, she responded, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." Luke chapter 1, verse 38. D. When Nephi was instructed to return to Jerusalem to get the brass plates from Laban, he immediately responded, "I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded." 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. E. The sons of Helaman were successful in battle because they did obey and observe to perform every word of command with exactness. Alma chapter 57, verse 21. 2. The Lord hath kept thee back from honor. Numbers chapter 24, verse 11. When Balaam refused to curse Israel and receive Balak's rewards and honor, Balak told him, "The Lord hath kept thee back from honor." Numbers chapter 24, verse 11. How does following the Lord sometimes keep us from receiving earthly rewards and honors? What does the Lord promise instead of earthly rewards? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 81, verse 6. End of lesson 16. I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord. From Old Testament Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual.